Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Rates and Lanes with Rico Mohammed. This is the show where we improve your knowledge of the freight market, improve your bottom line, and improve the transportation industry as a whole. We're talking Rates and Lanes. Let's move on down the audio road.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. This is your host, Rico Mohammed, and we're going to have a special guest on with us tonight. Be joined by Chuck Snow here shortly, and also hopefully we're trying to make contact with Mr. Blair Singer. He is a best-selling author of a book called Sales Dogs. He's part of one of Robert Kiyosaki's groups. And I've got a chance to listen to a little bit of his best-selling book, Sales Dogs. A lot of great information from the first, from the foreword, which was done by Robert Kiyosaki. Big fan of Robert Kiyosaki. One of my favorite books of all times by Robert Kiyosaki is Cash Flow Quadrant. If you've never heard of that book or haven't had a chance to check that one out, I highly, highly recommend that book for you. So hopefully we are going to get this whole situation squared away. But if and we'll see how this plays out. I'm going to go ahead and jump into, while we're waiting to make sure we got everyone in place, I want to go ahead and jump into a little bit of the information that we had from coming in from the USDA for this week. And as you probably are all well aware of, there's a little bit of fluctuation within the spot market. If you're out there working that spot market, things have kind of cooled down a little bit. And it's kind of reflecting a little bit in some of the areas and some of the spot markets. So this is why we embarked on the journey to kind of really take a whole month to dedicate towards sales, so that you will have enough tools in your toolbox to begin to really try to make your business thrive and to grow by pursuing more opportunities that may present themselves with direct customers, and not be so reliant upon spot market freight or even dealing with brokers as much as you may have. We really would like to try to begin to transition and be able to begin to grow our businesses and take them to the next level. And that's some of the things that one quote that I got from the book that I wrote down in some of my notes is that if you cannot sell, you cannot build a business. And that is, I mean, that really just struck home with me. And what we have is a business. We are all small business owners. And if you are, this program is for people that are just coming into the business, not sure if they're ready to get their jump in, and they may be looking around and wanting to know, well, what does it take to become an owner operator, become a motor carrier, to own my own business? Well, one of the first tools that, you know, you should have in your toolbox is the ability to be able to sell. The ability, because that's going to be the lifeblood. Sales is the lifeblood of your business. So I don't want to delve too much into it right now. I'm going to go and grab, I see Chuck has made it back on. I'm going to grab him really quickly and just try to get an update before we jump into any of the reports. Chuck, your own, how are you this evening?
We're doing great. I'm down here in Dallas. We set up our booth at the GATT show, Great American Trucking Show. We're exhibiting here. And our booth number, if any of you are down in Dallas, please come and see us. We're at 2715. Right across from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Our booth's almost directly across. Brings lots of traffic in, certainly lots of conversation. You hit it right on the head. Our business, and it really, it's selling to direct customers. It's also even selling to brokers. A lot of people that want to get into business for themselves don't have a clue how to sell. And this show is to share knowledge on how to sell in general, to sell to direct customers, of course, and even to sell to brokers. That seems to be a skill that's needed out there. And as we've mentioned on this show dozens and dozens of times, driving a truck is one skill set and selling is another. And on this show, we really want to hit home the idea of improving your sales and teaching you how to sell. So no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, you know how to do it. And we'll be going into some things at some point as far as negotiating. But before we can negotiate, I think we have to talk about the ABCs of selling. And that's where tonight's guest, and apparently he is calling in. He's down in, I think he's in Arizona, so he's 4 o'clock his time. He may be stuck somewhere, but he is calling in. I heard from his secretary. Now, I'm going to give a little prelude to the guest. Many years ago, back, it's got to be about 1998, 1999, I had heard about Blair Singer and this course. And it was just a one-evening course in downtown Toronto. And I rallied up my sales force at the time and my operations people as well, because I felt that my operations people needed to brush up their skill sets on selling, because I had operations people from both brokerage and from our freight division, our truck division. And I brought everybody down for an evening to listen to Blair's course. And it was fantastic. It was, first of all, it was fun. It was lighthearted. I could identify with it very easily. It helped me immensely. And what it did for me, I was just telling Blair's assistant about it today. I think my biggest takeaway from it was...
Well, Chuck, I just confirmed we have Mr. Singer on the line. He's standing by. Absolutely. I'm going to bring him right on straight away. Let's welcome to the show, to the Rates and Lanes podcast, Mr. Blair Singer. Blair, you're up and on board with Rico Muhammad and Chuck Snow. This is the Rates and Lanes podcast. We definitely are great, are very honored to have you joining us tonight. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show. Sorry I was having trouble getting on, but I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for coming
Not
on.
Not a problem at all.
So, first of all, rates and lanes, right? That's what it's all about, right?
Well, you know, that I was starting to give a little bit of background to our listeners, and mm-hmm. one of the many things that impressed me about you was you were up there talking about sales, and we were the group that I was with were from a trucking and logistics business. And you had owned a trucking business, and you talked our language.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And I'll tell you what, that business was an amazing business, and I learned just about everything I needed to learn about business in the trucking business. I always tell people I feel like I finally grew up when I got into that business. I haven't been in it for many years, but it taught me a lot. Taught me a lot.
Well, I've always said that if you can run a trucking business, you can run any business in the world.
That's the truth. Yeah, the trucking business is kind of an interesting business in the fact that you're never done, right? you clear off the warehouse floor and you get those trucks all sent out and you get this delusion for a moment that you're done. But within a couple hours, it's filled back up again. It goes all over. And then you have trucks coming back with freight still on them. You go, what? Well, yeah, so it's never over, right? It's never over.
Oh, I know. And I think every one of our listeners knows from different perspectives. We have listeners out there that are truck drivers, and we have some that are owner-operators. We have some that run small fleets, and we're starting to get more and more people that are actual load brokers listening to what we have to say. So it's great to have you on, because we're all interested in what you have to say, because you taught me a lot that night. I was just starting to tell the audience, my biggest takeaway from your course was able to categorize my people's skill set, and you put it, I'll never forget, you categorized it so simply, but it was so simple. There were three types, and correct me if I'm wrong, You had the pit bull, you had the Labrador Retriever, and you had the French Poodle.
Yeah, there were three. And actually, that I think that night I gave you five, but you definitely remembered those three.
I didn't identify with the other two.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. But that's how it works, because the truth of it is, when it comes to sales, and who's the other gentleman that's on the line right now? I got you, Chuck, and who else?
This is Rico Mohammed.
Oh, Rico. Okay, so
what Rico
was saying is that you were spot on. I mean, it's sales equals income. And if you can't sell, you might as well hang up the business, because it is, no matter what business you're in, it makes a difference. It is your number one skill as an entrepreneur. And over the last 25 years, I've worked with thousands of organizations, big companies, sole proprietors, and anybody that ever struggles financially, it's because they don't know how to sell. I mean, it just really boils down to that. So your emphasis on telling all these guys out here that really that's – if there's one skill you got to learn – and by the way, you'll never be perfect at it, but if it's one skill that you focus on, it's the one that's going to make the biggest difference to your business and to your lifestyle, that's for sure.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things that we definitely wanted to focus on, is that we kind of have a cross section of listeners. Our listeners go from people that may own a fleet of trucks, and then we have guys that may just be a one truck Charlie that's only got his only truck with his own authority, with his own little motor carrier doing his little deal. He may have aspirations to grow and become bigger. Then we have the guys that are leased on to carriers that are thinking about making the transition over to becoming a full-fledged motor carrier with their own authority, and they, you know, they're kind of on the fence, not sure exactly what all it takes, so they kind of rely on our program to kind of help demystify some of the things that may help push them further on over that. You know, we try to either inform you, to give you as much information so that you can make a good decision for yourself based on your situation and your family. It may not be, you know, we may try to talk you out of becoming an owner operator or whatever.
That's right. It may not even be for you.
And the third part, where the fourth component is, we have people that are company drivers that are thinking about also making the transition. And one of the things that, unfortunately, with guys that are in the situation, the one truck Charlie situation, so to speak, is that they have you don't have as much of a background in sales, and so sometimes sales can be really intimidating to someone that's not used to and doesn't really want to wrap their mind around it. Actually, you gave a great analogy in your book. It was Robert Kiyosaki in the foreword, when he was talking about how when he was talking to his rich dad and his poor dad on trying to make a decision on which way he was going to go within his career. And when he had to go back to his dad and told him that, you know, that he was thinking about, when he had took the advice from his rich dad about going into sales, how intimidating it was and so on. So you have a lot of people that are kind of in that same valley of decision, and you don't have people that understand what it's going to take to get their business from where they are to where they want it to go, and the vehicle that's going to make that as easily transition as easily as possible is to learn the skill set of sales, and that's definitely why we wanted to bring you on the show tonight, to try to help us navigate that roadmap.
Well, thanks, Rico, because you mentioned two things in what you just said that are critical. The first, the sales is two parts, right? So the first part is obvious. You know, we want to sell to a customer, we want to sell to a broker, we want to get steady recurring business, high density recurring business in our trucks, all that kind of stuff. So that's the obvious part of selling. I'll talk about that in a second. But the most difficult sale of all, you kind of alluded to. That those of you that have not had the experience of it or never thought you had to do that, because the second part is the toughest sale of all is not selling to a customer. The toughest sale of all is you selling you to you. it's you getting past what I call that little voice in your head that's saying, well, I'm not a salesperson, I don't want to be pushy, and I want them to like me, and what if I upset them, and all that. That's the tough one. Because that's the same little voice that keeps you from doing the things you know you should do. Like, we all know we should exercise better. We all know we should, you know, we should invest our money, but take care of our money better. But we don't, because our little voice, you know, if everybody doesn't know what the little voice I'm talking about, it's the one, it's the thing in your head that just went, what little voice? I don't have a little voice. That's the one I'm talking about. Okay. And we all got a lot of them. If you're like me, I got a whole chorus line in my head. And certainly in the trucking business, you have every you are introduced to every opportunity to get that little voice triggered. Some days you want to kill people. You would like to choke somebody. Some days you want to, you feel like you're a legend in your own mind. The next day, you know, you got troubles. You got mechanical issues, and so half the battle is being able to maintain, be able to sell yourself onto an even keel, to have the courage and the confidence to do what you need to do, and to even pick up the phone or knock on the door to make a sales call. So you're really right, Rico. It's really those two things. And I think that if everybody listening, particularly the guys like you say, the one truck Charlies and, you know, company drivers are thinking about making a leap onto their own. And, you know, I think fleet owners have kind of gotten their heads around it a little bit, because they're not, you're not going to be a fleet owner with more than one truck if you haven't figured out how to sell at some level. Because somehow you had to either raise the capital for those vehicles, or you had to go to the bank and borrow money for those vehicles, and that's a sales job too. You got to be able to convince the investor and the banker and all that stuff. But I think that for the vast majority of people, and this is my thought. I mean, I dealt with lots of owner operators, and over the years when I was in the business, and you know what? God love every single one of them, because they're hard, most of them are hardworking. They want to do the right things. They want to do it well. They take a lot of pride in their equipment. They take a lot of pride in being on time and you know, damage free and all that other stuff. But you know what? Unfortunately, in this economy, in this day and age, just being good at what you do, unfortunately, is not enough, because there's an assumption on the part of the customer that you're going to be good, or they're not even going to talk to you. So they're going to assume that your service is good, and you're going to try to tell them, well, my service is better than somebody else's, and they go, yeah, that's what the last guy said. So you have got to be to understand some of the rules around selling, and I hate to say this, but practice. And the good news, when you're sitting at the wheel driving, for some of you guys driving for long hours, you got plenty of time to practice and role play it with yourself or your partner, with whoever it is, to role play these scenarios and handling objections and things like that. And so I think that you're really, my hat's off to both you guys for broaching this subject, because again, a lot of people just don't address it, because for some people, sales is a dirty four letter, you know, sell is a dirty four letter word. I mean, but I think that if you can get your head around it, it creates income for you. And that's what it's all about.
Well, you have to get your head around it. You have to sell, because that's why you're in business. And the way I look at it is, if you don't want to sell, don't open up a business, don't buy a business, because it's just part of what you, you know, it's like billing your customers and paying your bills and every other thing you have to do when you own a business. It's a responsibility. And it doesn't matter who your customer base is, whether it's brokers or direct customers, you still have to get out and sell. And unfortunately, what happened in some parts of our industry, people have gotten very lazy, and they just pick up a phone, or they send an email or a text to a broker, and they get a load. That's not selling. Selling, you build relationships. And
that's
big
right.
Business has worked very hard to take the relationship out of the transportation and logistics purchasing spectrum. But I got to tell you something. At the end of the day, it's the relationship that, when everything else goes sideways, it's always the relationship that saves the day. So,
that's it.
You know, all these companies are trying to bypass the relationship by putting out these RFQs. And it's really funny. There's so many requests for quotations going out now that I've gone to customers that have called me, and they said, listen, will you come in and see us? Because we put out an RFQ, and one of them was a huge, huge company in Canada that didn't get one response for their RFQ because people are just, because we're at a stage now in our industry where there is a shortage of drivers. There's definitely a labor shortage, and people are afraid at some points to commit to more business than they can handle. I don't think that points at most of our listeners, because most of our listeners are able to handle more business, whether they're a broker or a small trucking company. If they're a small trucking company or a one truck operator, they're still able to handle more business, or they should be able to. That's why they listen to the show.
I'm going to jump in real quick here. I want to reset us just a little bit. I want to welcome all of our callers and listeners on. If you have a specific question that you would like to ask, press number one. That puts you in the queue for us to know that you would like to get on board to ask a question. We definitely welcome caller participation. Vlad, I want to come back to you real quickly. Like I was saying, most of our listening audience, the majority of them are one truck operators. Like I say, they may be in that transition. How can we best equip our listeners to get them prepared to, you know, if they are intimidated with the sales? Of course, we definitely want to recommend your books. I didn't get a chance to complete it completely, but are there, give us maybe some real practical things and maybe even some things that we may to step outside of our comfort zone to help us get prepared to be able to tackle a full-fledged, take on a full-fledged salesman role for our business, so to speak. Is there some kind of courses or classes? The whole mountain, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of really just run the gamut.
All right, good. Well, let me get started then. So let me just demystify it a little bit and take some of the fear out of it or the concern. Sales is just finding out what people want and helping them get it. That's it. That's if you can just simplify the whole process down to say, look, we just want to find out, okay, so that means discovery, right? We just need to find out what somebody wants and give it to them if we can give it to them, or help them find it, one of the two. That's all it boils down to. Now, all the little voice garbage that gets in the middle of it makes it a little more intimidating, but basically that's what it is. So the thing of it is, then, is to understand that selling follows a process. Number one step, find people with money that have a need, okay? So that eliminates half of the world, right? So you got to find out, who is your target market? Who are the people you want to approach first? Kind of make yourself a list. Who are these people? Now, obviously, if the broker, we used to have guys, we move freight for air freight forwarders, right? So the forwarders would give us the freight. So well, I had to tell these guys, you just don't go checking the labels of their customers and then go call on them, because then, that's not ethical, and you're just going to get you're going to lose the account anyway, right? So, but what you do is you're going to find the people that would want you, and that are that you feel are able to pay. You kind of make yourself a hit list, and what you're going to do is you're going to start contacting these people. Now, there's lots of ways to contact people. You can contact people by stopping by, knocking on the door, introducing yourself. You can make a phone appointment. You could use social media. There's lots of different things. But we found, and I think I'm a kind of an old timer. I'm a big believer in face to face, belly to belly, so to speak. Talking to people, and saying, look, tell me a little bit about what you're doing. And tell me what your shipping requirements are. How do you move your freight around? Who are you moving it with? And why are you doing that? And ask lots of questions. So the easy part about the beginning part of selling, all it is asking lots of questions. Now, there's some people say, I don't have time for these questions. I go, thank you. Would there be another time I could come back? And, and keep yourself a little record. Keep yourself a little, if you can do it on a spreadsheet, on a laptop, you can do, on a tablet or something like that. But you keep track of your contacts, and you periodically go back and contact them again and again and again. We found, I tell people this, and I think this would be great in the trucking business, if you send out a little information letter, maybe like once a month, to the people that you have on your list, maybe they're not customers of yours or not, and say, look, here's the latest of what's going on in the business. a couple tips if you want to make sure your freight's on time or you want to make sure that your freight moves safely, blah, blah, blah. Just give them little tips because one of the things that we know is, the as you kind of alluded to, Chuck, is that the more you connect with other people to build the relationships, the more times you're – what we know is the more times you contact a person and add value to what they do, the quicker you're going to build trust with them. So that when it ultimately comes time to sell them something, then they're much more prone to buy from you because they trust you. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm not going to advocate this, but I know that in air freight, we were operating out of Los Angeles, LAX airport, and it was very competitive. I mean, very, very competitive. And sometimes we would even go out and say, look, just give me one shipment, one lane segment, one small shipment, and let me, and, you know, we'll just waive our charges or whatever we need to do, or I'll give you the best rate possible. And here's the deal. We're just going to move it, and I'm going to check back with you and see how it went with you, and just to establish trust. Now, in certain regulated environments, you cannot do that. You got to charge the rate. But what is it you can offer to people to let them get a taste of you, so they can try you before they buy from you? Maybe it's not even hauling any freight. Maybe it's just, you know, you meet up with them and you say, hey, look, what are you doing and how you moving your stuff? And they tell you and say, well, you know what? You might be really interested in this article that I read in the paper the other day about motor carriers. And can I get that to you? And they go, yeah, well, sure. And so then you say, well, I'll bring it back to you Thursday. And they go, well, I can do that. And you bring it back Thursday. Now, what have you just done? You've just established the fact that you deliver on time. You've established the fact that you found out what they wanted and you're willing to give it to them. You didn't ask them for anything else, and you're dependable. Now, all that happened without picking up one stick of freight, right? So you're always looking for ways to be able to find out what people want and give it to them. Find out what people want and give it to them. And that now – once you get beyond that place, when they say, well, we're already happy with our current carrier. We're already happy with, you know, we got the best rates. Can you beat this rate? And, you know, don't ever get into that war because, you know, doing that is just, that's one of the reasons I got out of the air freight business because it was deregulated. What's that?
It's a race to the bottom.
It's a total race to the bottom. I mean, so don't do that, because when people are talking about money, when they're talking, when they try to beat you up on rates, you know, or stuff like that, it's because they don't perceive value. So again, it's about value is the proposition, not the money. That's another topic for another time. But beyond that, Rico, then I would say that what you want to do is you want to role play with yourself or out loud. And by the way, we have an online virtual training academy. There's like 2 or 3 hours of a video tutorial with me teaching you how to sell, teaching you how to handle objections and how to make a presentation. And there's also another whole several hours on little voice mastery, how to win the war between your ears and build confidence. And, you know, so those are things. By the way, if you're interested in that, I think it's BSVTA, BSVTA.com. You can check it out. BS is Blair Singer Virtual Training Academy.
Okay, so it's if you just want to alphabetize it for our listeners, because some of them are
okay.
Driving trucks right now.
Okay, B as in boy, S
yeah.
as in Sam, V as in Victor, T as in Tom, A is in Alan or Apple, .com, BSVTA.com. You know, and you can subscribe to that. You know, a year that is, you know, unlimited 24/7 usage where it's you know, handhold, step you through the selling cycle, so that you don't have to figure it out on your own. We give you drills that you can practice on your own or with somebody else. What's so good about that is by the time you actually go talk to somebody, you've already in your mind and you've already handled the objection. And we teach you how to handle all those objections. And I think online it's $1,000 for the year, but for you guys, if you put in the promo code, Promo 1, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, you get 50% off. You guys get 50%. Or you can buy for just a month for $50 just to try it out if you want to do that. So I want to make it available to you guys, but it does take some practice. And the thing to practice the most are two things. Somebody asks you what you do, you want to be able to practice that. You want to be able to practice that again and again and again and again and again until it comes out really simply, really briefly and succinctly. For example, we call it an elevator pitch. You could say, somebody says, what do you do? Say, well, for the last last 4 years, I've worked with, we've handled tens of thousands of shipments or thousands of shipments a year, helping people get their freight intact on time, at the best cost possible, and giving them complete certainty and satisfaction in what they do, something like that. Just really simple. I'd have to practice that a few times to get it down. So when somebody asks you what you do, you say, boom. You don't have to say, well, I drive a truck. In fact, you drive a truck, for crying out loud, because what's in it for them? So what you want to tell them is you want to tell them what's in it for them. So credibility, how long you've been doing it. Give them a couple numbers and tell them the benefit. It's called an elevator pitch. Let me try it again. So let's say, Rico, you say to me, so Blair, what do you do? Well, for the last 4 years, I've worked with thousands of shipments and several large brokers and large shippers and help them move thousands of shipments to their destinations on time, under cost, and save them a lot of money and gave them a lot of confidence and security in getting their stuff up there on time and making money doing it. And then you ask the question at the end, you say, is that something you might be interested in? And then you wait for them to say something. So saying you want to listen 75% of the time and talk 25% of the time. So how are you going to do that? You got to ask questions, right? So if I could tell you guys this, if you're just good at asking questions and being really interested in what people have to say and just listen to them and nod your head and say, well, that's interesting, tell me more about that, they'll become your best friend, in minutes, because nobody ever listens to anybody. Everybody's trying to pitch and everybody's trying to sell, but nobody's ever listening, right? So back in the day when we had some trying to financial times, because we had several, we did work with a lot of brokers, as you know, and back in the day, a lot of those brokers would go out of business and not pay us, right? So we got caught holding the bags several times, and my team, I pulled my warehouse guys and my local drivers together. I go, boys and girls, we have to go sell. And I said, look, just go out and ask lots of questions. And, within a couple of weeks, they just started turning on business. Because I said, don't try to sell. Don't try to close. Don't try to do anything. Just be the person that listens and asks questions. And you know what? The rest will come natural. Of course, I did some extra training with them. But knowing how to make that presentation and also how to handle an objection, which I'll cover in a second if we got a little time. But I just wanted to stop there and see if anybody's got any questions about any of that.
Just one.
Yeah, we – let's see. I'm going back here. I don't see – everybody's kind of listening in right now. We got a bunch of people on the line, but we tend to – when we have these information – high information guests on, we tend to – everybody just seems to tend to just want to listen and try to grasp as much information
That's
as
okay.
they possibly can. But what I do want to let everyone know that we got the link up on the Rakes and Lanes Facebook page for Blair's Virtual Training Academy. If you want to go over there, and we put over there, use promo one for the discount. But we got it listed up on the Rakes and Lanes Facebook page. If you guys want to go over there and click on that, that'll take you directly to Blair's website, and you can get a chance to kind of check that out and feel around and see how all that works. So we got that up and running.
It's actually the promo code. Let me just say the promo code is promo 1L as in Larry S. So promo 1LS. That's the promo code.
Okay, let me go back and edit that. Promo 1LS.
That's it. So you and Rico, you guys have any questions for anything that I've talked about so far?
You're making such great points, and you're right on the money about asking questions, because that's what it's all about. People want to talk about themselves. Give them a chance, and you've got them.
That's right. That's right. Be the person that listens, you know, and ultimately you might not get a sale today, maybe not tomorrow. But the other thing that we know, like I said, is part of it is you can find a way to make small agreements with people and keep them. And it may not be just hauling their freight. Could just be following up. Say, let me check back with you. You got any big shipments going on? Anything coming on? Well, yeah, maybe in the future. Can I call you back next Wednesday when that comes around? Yeah, you don't have to. I'll call you. No, it's okay. Can I call you Wednesday? And then you know what? Next Wednesday, you call. Now, they may not take the call, but they remembered. What they did notice is that you said you were going to do something and you followed through and you did it. Now, in this business, you know it's all about that dependability, right? It's all about the number of guys that say they're going to do something and don't do it. I mean, there's probably more of those in the business than there are people that – anybody that's listening to this is not part of that category. Because if you're listening to this show, you're concerned about your education. You're trying to get up there. You want to be educated. So there's people out there. If the total of all truckers, drivers represents 100%, this probably represents 5. Okay. Now I'm sure you'd like to have a lot more people on it, but the good news is you're the 5. You're the special 5. You're the best 5.
Right.
Because those other guys are not educating themselves. They're just going to drive along and do what they always did and hope for the best and complain about the economy and complain about the broker and complain about that. But you guys, you got to know that very few people are listening to this and trying to learn something. That already puts you at a higher level echelon of professional in the field than everybody else. And you should. And I feel it's important that you should know that about yourself. I just wanted to make that comment.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. That's the education aspect of always trying to avail yourself to more information is going to make you really make you a much more marketable individual as well, because you have a wealth of different things if you're educating yourself that you can speak on when it comes to you never know what kind of audience that you're going to be in. And I think that it was critical that one thing that I like that you said about practicing the elevator pitch. That's something that I think sometimes that we kind of take those things, those opportunities for granted. And so we have to kind of train ourselves or break the mold, get out of our own way, so to speak, of understanding that every conversation is a potential opportunity, and every person that you talk to, you know, the old saying is that, you know, always be closing. You never know where a general conversation just may be leading to, and that's some of the things that we're trying to get people to just have a philosophical shift in their thinking along those lines.
Yep. Well, that's really true. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is really, you guys know as well as if you was in this industry, it's really a blue-collar industry. So sometimes some people may feel like that they may be a little intimidated with the educational aspect of it as far as, well, I may not have a college degree or I may even be a high school dropout. You know, we got a different cross-sections. So you got, you know, anyone from a high school dropout to anyone that may even have a PhD that's out there driving a truck and may enjoy it. You never know who you're going to run into that's actually behind the wheel of driving a truck. But, you know, we just want to try to help get this information out there to the people so that they can, if they have dreams and aspirations. Like I said, this is definitely – our audience is definitely not the normal trucker that's running down the road. These are people that are absolutely committed to trying to become better and trying to figure
that's
out,
right.
Okay, what can I do to get myself to the next level? And that's why it's critically important. We're glad that you took time out of your busy schedule to come on board and share some things with
us. Happy to do it. Let me, if we got time, I'd like to run through an
absolutely,
how to handle objection. Would that be helpful?
I was just getting ready to circle back around to that. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay, good. So remember it's like Rico was just saying, you never know where the conversation is going to go to. And by the way, if you want people to ask you what you do, How do you do that? Well, you ask them what they do. You meet somebody, say, so tell me, what do you do and why do you do that? And ask them a few questions. Sooner or later, they'll be done talking about themselves, and they will, 9 times out of 10, they're going to reciprocate. If you ask them the question, they're going to reciprocate. They go, well, tell me what you do. Don't say, I drive a truck, okay? Just promise me. You're not going to tell people you drive a truck. I mean, you know, you say, because they don't care that you drive a truck. There's nothing wrong with driving a truck, but that's not going to motivate them. Use an elevator pitch, like I said, and the formula for it that I gave you, there's lots of formulas, is it's like one or two sentences. That's it. If it's any longer than that, it's too long, okay? So it's one or two sentences. It starts with the amount of time you've been doing it. Give them some sort of a number, the number of clients you've worked with over the last year, the last several years, the number of shipments you've done, and then a benefit. That starts with, you know, like I said, over the last 5 years, we moved thousands of shipments for hundreds of companies, helping them get their freight there on time, under budget, so that they can make a lot more money, you know, moving their stuff. And then you finish with asking another question. So you turn it back around to them, say, is that something you or somebody you know might be interested in? Okay, so that's the formula for that. So you got that. Now let's say further down the road, you know, you actually had the opportunity to propose something to, or, you know, they say, well, tell me about what you do. And you told them, and they say, well, you know, we're already happy with the company we got. That's standard. We're already happy with the company we got. Now, here's what happens. That's called an objection, okay? We're already happy with what we got. First thing you always say whenever somebody gives you an objection, first thing is you say thank you. You say acknowledge it. You say thank you. I appreciate your feedback. Whatever you want to say, but always say thank you. Don't jump and here's the rookie mistake. The rookie mistake is you try to explain your way past the objection. That's a trap. That's a trap. Mm. Don't fall into it. So here's the formula. You acknowledge the objection. Say thank you. I appreciate your feedback. Thank you for that comment. And then you immediately do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You immediately ask another question. Because remember, the one thing we know about negotiating, just remember this, is the person that asks the question is always in control of the conversation. Always. Always. Okay? So you want to maintain control. So somebody says, we're already happy with our current carrier. Well, thank you. So what is it you're looking for in a carrier? What would your ideal carrier look like? What kind of your ideal carrier provide? Well, they would do this, they would do that, they do these other things. Good, thank you. Anything else? Okay, good, thank you. Does your current carrier provide all of that, or are there some additional things that you would like? You know, so it's question until at some point they say, well, yeah, well, tell me. You know, well, one thing they do is that they don't report, but, you know, you find out, is there anything that your current carrier does that you'd like them to change or do better? Well, you know, I would really like if they get reports back to us in a timely manner, because, you know, we're always waiting for an OS&DM report. We're waiting for this. We're waiting for that. We never know. We have our customers calling us before we get proof of deliveries. You know, it'd be really nice if we didn't have to do that. Okay, good. So if we were able to do something like that or something even better, would you be interested in discussing this further? See, question. So the formula for handling an objection is not to justify and defend yourself. Don't ever do that. That's a trap, because then you're going to get into a war with the other person. Then you're going to get into it. Now you're trying to convince and justify. That doesn't work. What you do is you acknowledge, say thank you, and then ask them a question. So tell me more. You know, so I mean, you could ask a question. They say, we're happy with our current carrier. You'll say, well, you could say, well, why are you happy with that carrier? That's kind of risky, because you don't want them to resell themselves on their carrier. But I just kind of jump to the next level. I say, so what do you look for in an ideal carrier? What is it that you're looking for? So tell me more about that. What about delivery times? What about reporting? What about, right? And then they may even come back to you and say, why, do you do all that stuff? You go, well, yeah, we can design it however you want it. How would you like us to design it? Or here's another question you can ask. So if I could if I could wave a magic wand, that's the old classic. If I could wave a magic wand and present to you the ideal carrier, what would that look like? Tell me what that would look like. Give me a list so that I can. So just for my own information, so I can improve my business. Right. So again, you may not get the deal that day, but they'll remember that conversation. And one day, when their other carrier screws up, which they will, because they all do, everybody does, that one day when they're frustrated and they're not getting the customer service on the phone they're looking for, and they can't find the driver and all that stuff, they're going to remember, you know, that Rico man, you know, he asked some really good questions. I'm going to give him a call today. And that's – and, you know, it takes a while. You know, it's not something – sales, I'm not a big hard closer, try to get the deal right now, but it's a process. And if you're consistent with it, over the course of a few weeks, few months, you'll start to see business start coming in. But you've got to take – you got to conquer the little voice in your brain that's afraid to talk to people. That's the thing. And the way you do it, both these elevator pitches – and the objection handling, when you guys are driving, you can practice this. And one thing about practice, I'll give you another tip. Practicing in your head does not count. Okay? Any of you guys ever play soccer or football, right? You know that when you kick the ball, you can think about kicking the ball, and you can actually kick it. And anybody that ever plays soccer knows that the more strikes, the more touches you get on the ball, the more goals you're going to score. So You practice the way you play, right? So practice out loud. I've been doing this for over 30 years, practicing out loud while I'm driving. You know, I role play. I play both roles. So, Mr. Customer, so tell me, would you be interested in our services? No, we're happy with our current carrier. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. What's your ideal carrier? What would be the characteristics of an ideal carrier? And I go back and forth, playing both roles. I do it over and over and over again. And I even create really nasty scenarios like, Mr. Jones, would you be interested in our service? You have no idea what you're talking about. You're a scumbag. Get out of my office. Thank you. What? Thank you. So obviously you sound like you've had a bad experience. You might tell me what happened, right? So you just role play all this stuff because it'll never happen like that. But it's your fear of that happening that stops you from going and doing it, right? And by the way, I just want to address what Rico was saying earlier, is this thing about education and all that. Can I tell you that school, this is why my friend Kiyosaki and I will tell you, school teaches you nothing about how to do this. As a matter of fact, most school teachers don't really even like salespeople, and they don't love to sell. That's why they work for the government, okay? Because they don't, you know, that's what they do. So no offense, I mean, school teachers are nice, but if I could tell you that most of my friends that have become very wealthy and have very successful businesses never made it past high school. Some of them got to college and dropped out. Some of them dropped out of high school. Most of them were C students, some even D students, but they're all successful entrepreneurs because they learned the skills that you're learning today, street smart skills about how to talk to people, how to ask them questions, and help them find what they want and be personable and be nice to them and smile to them, just common sense stuff that maybe your grandparents taught you when you're sitting on their knee. And really, that's what it takes to really make a lot of money and to build your business. And, you know, if you do that, I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. But don't quit on it. You know, make yourself a commitment. I'm going to work on this for 3 months. I'm going to make 3 calls a day, 4 calls a day. I'm going to knock on 4 doors a day. And you know what? If you knock on 4 doors a day and over the course of a week, that's 20 people. That's 20 new people you talk to, okay? Out of that 20 new people, you'll get no business probably the first week. Out of the next 20 people, you might get one person that's willing to talk to you. Don't be discouraged. That's the way it works. Think about it like this. If you ever remember the old water pumps where you had a big lever and you had to pump and pump and pump and pump and pump, and finally you hear the gurgling, the water starts coming out of the ground, right? And you keep pumping, pumping, right, pumping, the way it comes out as a trickle, and then it starts going. Well, the big mistake that people make is they do two mistakes. They either stop pumping because they feel like it's never going to come up, the water's never going to come up, or once the water comes up, they stop pumping because the water keeps going for a minute. But it stops. Then you got to start all over again. But here's the deal. The secret to selling is if you're consistent, one step at a time, four calls a day, four calls a day, four calls a day, practice while you're driving, practice while you're driving, four calls a day, four calls a day. Sooner or later, and my prediction is 6 weeks. You do that for 6 weeks, you're going to see more business. And once you reach a critical mass and that water is flowing out of that thing, just keep, don't stop doing it. Keep it going. And you'll probably end up with more business than you know what to do with. People start coming to you. And then at that point, you know, when markets are coming to you and you've built your reputation, then you're ready for your next truck and your next truck and your next truck. Right. So anyway, that's my advice to you guys.
Wonderful, wonderful advice. And what's so great about it is everybody can put that into perspective of what we all do. It's not like listening to somebody selling a sales course or selling a method of sales that we can't relate to. This is just that's what we do. So it's just, and it's making calls and making contact with people. That's what it's all about.
Right.
And you just hit the nail on the head a dozen times there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The whole world moves on your guys' wheels, and that's a fact. And you know, the truth of it is they can drone stuff in, and they can, you know, Amazon can drop stuff in at people's front doors and all that other garbage. But, you know, at the end of the day, anything of major value, anything that has to do with any kind of a major project is going to move on wheels, and it's going to move on your guys' wheels. And it's also going to be the more high-priced stuff at some level too. And you know, without you guys doing what you do, you know, commerce stops. It slows down. And whatever I can, you know, like I said, it's an industry that taught me so much about selling. It taught me so much about building teams. It taught me so much about learning how to grow up. You know, and I realized that school didn't teach me any of that stuff, but the trucking business did. And because it's nonstop 24/7 and whatever I can do to support.
I got a quick question. I want to circle back around to we were talking about making so many calls per day.
Yeah.
What would you advise if someone, one of the things that we try to tell our guys is, you know, you're in a local market. That's one advantage that you got over a lot of the bigger guys and having, being able to do those drop-ins, like you said, be able to be face-to-face, belly button to belly button with your potential customer gives you an extra advantage as well because you can be a little bit more personable. What would you advise as far as a frequency on when that, you know, okay, you may not get the sale on the first time, but what kind of frequency would you recommend to checking back in with those potential people that may that you may have in your pipeline, so to speak, just to kind of circle back around for the follow-up?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Rico. I would say this, is that if initially – it depends on the receptivity of the first call. If they say, yeah, just check back with me later, that's good. That's a good thing. So, and then ask them, a week, 2 weeks? 3 weeks, he'll give me a call, you know, call back in a month. So maybe put it in your note that you're going to call them, you're going to get back to them in about 2 or 3 weeks. Okay. Just say, look, I'm checking in. Just wanted to ask you how things are going. Now, remember, whenever you go back, it's always a good idea to bring information or bring something of value back. I'm not talking about a gift or a pizza, although you could do that, I suppose. But what I'm talking about is if you have found out anything about them and maybe give them a little bit of advice, maybe you could give them a lead, you know, for their business, something like that, because you show that you're willing to give, not just take, right? So I would say like that. Now, if somebody says, yeah, I'm interested, just ask them about the frequency. But if I got somebody in my pipeline, I'm going to get back to them at least once a month. If I think they're hot and if I can really see that there's something available there, then I'll get a little hungrier about it and I might come back. I might stop back next week if they got something going on, if they got a project going on, and say, hey, look, how you doing? Because my experience may be different for some of you guys. My experience is when they're lining up stuff to ship out, You know, they've got room to divert a few shipments. They don't have to put them all on the same carrier in many cases. At least that's the way it was with air freight. They kind of spread it around a little bit. But I think that you got to judge it, but I wouldn't let anybody go more than 30 days without talking to them unless they were just stone cold and they said, just get out of here. Well, I don't want to talk to you anymore. But if it's hot, you know, it's not uncommon to check in every week with them, see how it's going. If it depends, it also depends
right.
on the size of your market and how much time a day you got, you know, how much time you got to do it.
Right. Okay.
So a lot of,
and the next thing I wanted to, I'm sorry, go ahead, Chuck.
A lot of our listeners have nothing but time, especially if they're running, you know, from point A to point B and back to point A. They can be
right.
making those calls all day.
Right.
Well, I
right.
posted
that's,
up
that's
on the Race and Lanes Facebook page. I posted a link up to the audible.com for Rich Dad Advisor Sales Dog book. You can, if you go and click on the link, if you don't have an Audible account right now, you can click on the link that I provided and you can get that book for free. And while we got Blair on the line, Blair, do you have any more books available on audiobook or are they most of them still in the other ones in written format?
No, I think they're all in Audible format. I got two other books. One's called Little Voice Mastery, How to Win the War Between Your Ears in 30 Seconds or Less and Have a Great Life. That's a good one, particularly if you're going to start selling, how to settle down your emotions, how to build confidence, how to get rid of the chatter in your head. That's a good book. And then the third book, and I think they're all in Audible format, is Team Code of Honor. So for you guys that are fleet operators and fleet owners, and those of you that have multiple owner-operators working with you or you have other people working with you, that's probably the one of the most important books to read, which is how to hold a team, how to pull a team together, how to create a set of rules. I will tell you that the stories in that book about when I was in the trucking business, had it not been for my team, we would have self-destructed many times over. But because of what I write about in that book, when I was ready to throw in the towel, they came together and said, "We're gonna volunteer turn around. We'll volunteer to work two more weeks for free to turn this company around, as long as we all hang together." And we did. We turned it around, and it was just a huge success story at the time. So that's a big one again for the fleet owners. I would recommend Team Code of Honor. Team Code of Honor. That would be the best one.
Excellent.
Great. We're gonna try and get get all those out there and available. Wanted to make sure we did that. And we got about a little less than 3 minutes left in the show before the hour just flew by. Blair, you want to tell everyone again, let them know how they can get in contact with you if they want to follow
sure.
up or with any more information?
Absolutely. Now, if you have any direct questions, just go to blairsinger.com. You know, there'll be a place there you can connect with us, ask me a question. That's fine. If you want to actually have one of my coaches give you a call, a free coaching call, free strategy session, if you want to do that at the site, blairsinger.com. But I would recommend, like I said, the Virtual Training Academy. 24/7, you just pull up your tablet or laptop, and I'll tutor you. I'll tutor you in sales. I'll tutor you in your little voice and the little voice stuff and Team Code of Honor. So, all for the same price, and it's BSVTA, Blair Singer Virtual Training Academy.com. And again, with that promo code, promo1LS, I get 50% off, whether you want it for a month or want it for the whole year. And as many of you in your team that want to use it while you got the subscription, you're welcome to use it all. And just get, you know, what I just want to say, gang, is just get education that counts. Education that puts money in your pocket, not education that takes money out of your pocket. You get an education that puts money in your pocket and build your business. Because here's the last thing I'm going to say. If you listen to some of the things that I said, 9 times out of 10, then those of you that have been in the business a while will know that I'm right about this. So you guys are newbies just hearing me. Is that sometimes the way you do business is more important than the business that you're doing. I'll say it again. The way you conduct yourself, the way you do business, the way you ask questions, the way you follow up, And again, you're always asking for the business, always be closing. But the way you do business is more important sometimes than just moving the freight from point A to point B. There's an assumption that you're going to move it from point A to point B and do a great job. The difference then is how you conduct yourself. Are you asking lots of questions? Are you listening to people? Do you really care about the livelihood of their business? Are you really in a position? Somebody said it really well the other day, in a position to defend your customer, to be a spokesperson on their behalf, to make sure they get the best service, that they get the best, that they get the best opportunity. So if you do that, you know, you won't have any competition because the big guys can't do that. All they can do is compete on price. And, you know, and we all know that most people still would rather do business with a local carrier, particularly if it's something, if it's a meaningful shipment and if it's a bigger one. And those are the kinds we like anyway. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Chuck, you got anything you want to say in wrapping up? I definitely want to thank Blair for taking time out of his busy schedule to come on and share with us some great tips and some great advice. And I'm in the midst of listening to Sales Dog right now. And, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, with especially being a part of Robert Kiyosaki's advisory team, that's, you know, that's one of my favorite artists. I definitely loved Robert's Cashflow Quadrant. Definitely a great him and Michael Gerber, the E-Myth, those are two of my favorite books of all time right there.
Oh, good picks.
Well, Blair, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure, you guys. Anytime, if there's anything else I can do, just you know how to get a hold of me, okay?
Well, thank you.
Will do.
All right,
thank
take
you
care.
Again. Take it
all
easy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. Well, Chuck, is there anything that you want to say in wrapping up for tonight? That definitely was a great one of the better shows I think we've had in quite some time.
Yeah,
he definitely dropped a lot of good jewels on us.
Did he ever? Great show, and you know, thank you for you did a wonderful job interviewing Rico as always. You amaze me. If anybody wants to get hold of me, I'm in Dallas, so come on see me at the Great American Truck Show. I'll be back at my desk on Monday. Probably right now, best way to get hold of me is by email. I will answer all emails. Chuck, C-H-U-C-K, at traffics, traffix.com. Put a heading on it, and I will get back to you. And I really appreciate your time tonight, Rico, and catch you on the flip-flop.
Absolutely. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule. This has been the Rates and Lanes podcast. We didn't get into too much report information tonight, but that's okay. We take a little break to give you some information that you definitely feel like you needed, something to add some more tools to your toolbox. Definitely may want to take advantage of some of those things that we put out there that Blair offered. Go check that out over there on his website. Follow up with that. I think that's some really good stuff. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself and invest in your education. Sometimes we invest in certain things, or we may even blow money, you know, maybe cut off a few trips from the Chrome shop and take a couple of those, you know, with that promo code, $500, you know, instead of getting that big light bar that you were thinking about getting, maybe you can go and take that and invest that money into putting something that's going to have a definite return on investment other than just making you look good. With the investment within yourself, not only are you going to look good, but it's also going to put extra money to your bottom line, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Knowing what your why is and why you are in business and doing things that are productive, that are taking you further in the direction that you want to go. We want to try to have a deliberate mindset and deliberate action with the things that we're trying to do. And so we just want to encourage one another to be deliberate about our actions and be deliberate about what we're doing. And if we hold one another accountable, we can all get to where we want to go to. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that, you know, trying to change your mind. You know, we want to try to have that mindset shift. And I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, but I just felt like I needed to get that out there. Thank you again for taking time out of your schedule. This has been the Race and Lanes podcast. All of this was recorded. I didn't cut the I actually extended the show tonight, so we will make sure that we got all of the stuff on tape. So if you want to go back and re-listen to the show, if you missed anything, Of course, you can always go back, listen to the download, hit the download button, and you can replay the show. All of the shows are like that. They are archived. Sometimes we don't set them for a long enough period of time, but I wanted to make sure that we had enough time to make sure we got everything recorded. So everything is being recorded tonight. God bless you. Good night. We'll talk to you, God willing, next week. Hopefully we're going to try to get back in the loop with Hank Seaton as well. If you got any legal questions in the meantime, always shoot those. You can shoot those over to me in a message, and we will try to relay those on so we can try to make sure that we get those answered. Until the next time, God bless you. Good night. Keep it in between the mustard and the mayonnaise, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good night, Rico Cubs.
Good night, Chuck.